Heavenly Father, we too profess, we call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and believe that Jesus is the Son of God who takes away the sins of the world. And during this time in our lives where there's so much confusion about truth, about your plan of salvation for us, we just ask you to send forth the Holy Spirit to bring clarity into our own lives and to stand strong in our faith. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. So Paul has a fascinating passage in 1 Corinthians 13, and it's actually a beautiful passage, and many of you probably had this reading for your weddings because people really enjoy it. The whole one, love is patient, love is kind. You know, love doesn't brood over injury. That one always kills me. I know what you did to me. I know when you did it to me and how you did it to me. But before he goes into that beautiful exhortation on the nature of love and God is love, he says, when I was a child, I thought like a child, I did childish things. But now, he's mature in his faith. He went through a whole process of his own sanctification. And in Philippians 3, he says, to me, life is Christ. All I care about now is just doing his will, being in him in me, and fulfilling the plan that he's given me to do. And he just is a very focused person, and he's writing that particular letter. And so all of us have the obligation, or I should say the privilege, of growing in our faith. We don't want to show up at the pearly gates in diapers, right? We want to have to go through our own process of maturing in our faith so that the person I was when I was 16 years old, that's not the same person I am today at 53. We're learning about the Lord, about his mercy, about how he can bring good from bad, and it's teaching us. And so I want to share with you some points about how we can continue to grow in our faith. And the first is very important, and it's often missed, but it's the readings really solidify this idea that the job of the church is to proclaim Jesus Christ as the way, the truth, and the life, that he is the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. In just a few moments when we celebrate the Eucharistic prayer, after we do that, I hold up the host, and what do we say? Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those who are called to the supper of the Lamb. And so we need to be focused about our mission. And in a lot of ways, there's a lot of confusion in the world today. I think, you know, we just need to pray for the Holy Spirit to make us more Christ-centered so that we proclaim not our own agenda, not our own plans, but him. And John the Baptist truly understood that. He was a very humble man, and his job was to prepare the way, the forerunner for Jesus, and to point him out and say, this is the one who the Spirit rests upon. So we need to pray that we get back to the truth of who we are and our mission in the world today. It's not just to build a better world through our own efforts and means. It's to call people to a personal faith in Jesus Christ. And everybody has to go through that process in their life where, who do you say that I am? You know, and for me, when I was a junior in high school, I got it. I know who you are. You're the Son of God. You're my Lord and Savior, and I'm going to follow you now however you want me to. And gradually he revealed that, okay, I want you to become a Catholic priest. But everybody has to go through their own personal conversion. You can't ride the coattails of somebody else's faith, you know. And it's not that we don't have people in our lives who help us into that process, and we have wonderful people. Somebody was just sharing with me how lovely their grandmother was. She was such a faith-filled person who really shared and taught the faith and passed it on to her as their granddaughter. And so God brings people into our lives to help us, but at some point we have to make that personal decision. And unfortunately, a lot of Catholics haven't done that yet. It's just obvious by the way they're living their lives and by the lack of testimony. The second thing, and this is exciting, but there's references to the baptism in the Holy Spirit, that he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit. And so we need to pray for the instruction of the Holy Spirit in our life. At the prayer meeting on Thursday, one of the participants shared that old prayer that we don't say much anymore. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful. Enkindle in them the fire of your love. Send forth your Spirit, and they shall be created. And then the last part is by, O God, who by the Holy Spirit instructed the hearts of the faithful, you know, and asking that he continue to instruct our hearts. And so we need to be praying and reading Scripture and all the wonderful resources God is providing for us today. Formed, The Chosen. I'm finally starting episode 4 now. And I'm not going to say anything because people are getting mad at me for spoiling it for them. Like, I haven't watched that yet. Quit spoiling it. My dad used to hate that. If I told him about a movie, he'd just go and come unglued. I don't want to know about that. I haven't watched it yet. I'm a little more mellow in that department. But we need to be praying for that because the world is kind of just getting deaf to God. I was reading a reflection earlier today about that, that there's this real effort, it's from the devil, to just shut God out of everything. And so it's just, we're suffocating. We no longer, we were so concerned about everything out here that we've forgotten about what's in here. And our relationships are suffering, our family life is suffering, people are stressed out, drug addictions. We're just really off our kilter because we're trying to shove God out of the picture. We cannot build a just world without God. We need His grace, we need His help. And the Holy Spirit helps us how to discern, what is God asking of me? What is His personal plan for my life, for the kingdom of heaven? And so we have to pray in the power of the Holy Spirit to be always discerning the signs of the times in light of the gospel. And then lastly, we just ended our Bible study last Wednesday, had a wonderful meal. And I always like food, I don't know about you. But the last lesson was great because it kind of summarized everything and put it together. But again, the phrase that got me throughout the whole, 10 or 12 lessons was, and they defeated the enemy by the blood of the Lamb and their testimony. And their testimony. So we have to testify how God is working in our lives and share our faith with others. And it's a beautiful thing to be able to sit down with somebody who's really having a hard time and to pray with them and to help them discover that you're never alone. God is always with you. And you too, through the grace of God's goodness and His sure gratuitous grace, have access to the Holy Spirit as your teacher. And when everyone else is not available to you, you can go in a quiet place, go sit in front of the Blessed Sacrament and pray in the power of the Holy Spirit, and you will receive instruction. People need to hear about that. They need to hear that God wants to help us. If God is for us, who can be against us, right? But they're not hearing that. They're not seeing it in the media, on TV, in the news, and so forth. They need to hear it from the church, right? Where else are they going to hear it if they don't hear it from the church, the bride of Christ? So we need to share testimony with others. So we must respond to God's invitation and recognize Jesus as the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. We need the baptism in the Holy Spirit to instruct us and teach us in knowledge of God, and then to joyfully share that testimony with others by the blood of the Lamb and their testimony. I'd like to end with a little meditation here from Jesus Always. I thought this was very timely for where we're at in the world today and just for the readings we have this weekend. Trust me and don't be afraid. Do not be frightened by world events or news reports. These reports are biased, presented as if I do not exist. News clips show tiny bits of world events from which the most important factor has been carefully removed, my presence in the world. As journalists sift through massive amounts of information, they strain out everything about me and what I'm accomplishing on the earth. Whenever your world is feeling like a scary place, turn to me and encourage yourself in my presence. Follow the example of David, who strengthened himself in the Lord when his men were threatening to stone him. You also find courage through remembering who I am. Ponder my awesome glory and power. Delight in my unfailing love. Rejoice that you are on an adventurous journey with me, and your ultimate destination is heaven. As you keep focusing on me and enjoying the rich relationship I offer you, fear will subside and joy will rise up within you. Trust in me wholeheartedly, beloved, for I am your strength and your song. Amen.